really about how when you think sort of outside the box or existing models, you can really, the good things can happen. So among the Plains tribes, wealth was measured by horses. So the story goes among the Crow that a father knew he was dying. He was on his deathbed, so to speak. He had three sons. And he told his sons, I want you to, my last wish is this, is that we divide the horses, my horses, among you, so that the eldest son gets a half, the half of the horses, the second oldest gets a third of the horses, and the youngest gets a ninth of the horses. And the sons, not thinking, said, yes, okay, Dad, we will honor your request. During the night, their father died. They got up the next morning. They went out to count the ponies, the horses. There were 17. And they were perplexed. How can we divide 17 horses into a half, a sixth, and a ninth? Then again, in Crow traditions, they did what the Crow Indians did. They went to their wisdom keepers, to the elders in the tribe. They went to the elders, and one of the chief elders, in fact, an uncle of theirs, said, no problem. I have an extra horse. Let me give you that horse. So they divided the horses. They divided. So the eldest son got 9 horses. The second eldest son got 6 horses. And the youngest son got 2 horses. They added them up. They said, oh, we have divided 17 horses. 9, 6, and 2. Now we can give our elder back the horse he gave us. They thought outside the conventional ways of thinking. And what that shows, and that's why, I said this to Arena many times, I can honestly say I don't know why I'm here. I mean, for all these reasons, I have no understanding of why I'm here, but I will tell you this. You have each given me something in the last 10 days that I will cherish, each one of you, and I thank you for that. I have become a much richer person from what you've given me. And we started with less. I mean, we had something we couldn't divide up evenly, but at the end, we have something extra, each one of us. And I think that's why that's an appropriate story. So, to all of you, thank you.